Hi everybody, this is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and today we're in New York. This is Friday in June 2010. So let's do some healing, everybody. So being Friday, let's do an emotional clearing for everyone. So we'll do it two ways. You can think of a situation that may have happened to you in the last week here. And if you need one done past that, think of that also. So just think of one of these situations. Here we go. We'll do an emotional body clearing. So one, two, three, four, and five. So that one's completed. And if you live in your feeling body, these are both invisible energetic bodies. The feeling body normally is used when the emotional body gets stuffed full of stuff. Then you go into the feeling body. And some people from birth use your feeling body because you are sampling energies that way. So here we go. Think of a situation if you wish. One, two, three, four, and five. And now we're going to do the last 5 days here. So again, think of a situation in the last 5 days. One, two, three, four, and five. And feeling body, one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do a pain body release here. So again, if you've had pain in your life, you might want to think of something right now. We'll release that, then we'll do this last week. So think of a situation. One, two, three, four, and five. And this week, one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do a trauma body. Let's do that now. So again, think of a situation that you may have had in your lifetime. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And this week, one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do a spirit alignment for everybody. I guess first we'll do a chakra alignment. So we'll go to your heart center, move that around in you. There we go. Heart chakra is positioned correctly. Going down now, excuse me, above the heart, throat chakra. Good. Third eye, good. Power chakra, good. Second chakra, good. And first chakra, good. Wonderful. So an opening, I'll use the word spin to open up your chakras or go body width. Heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 spin. We will have stuff about maybe finances or living life here. So here we go again. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Okay, so let's look at the financial situation here. If you have any problems with bills, we'll help to release that from you so you can have a clear mind, we'll say, clear thoughts on how to correct that. Remember, you want to be in your heart center. So here we go, taking away the situations that could be financial. I'll count to five to release them from the last week. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. Okay, let's go back to do a spirit alignment. So I'm going to take you out of your body momentarily and put you back in properly. So you may wonder why we're doing this. When you do a crash landing, when you get upset or you come into your body because you're out of your body and you have to come home instantly, your spirit doesn't always fall in properly. So maybe diving into your body could be upside down. You could have your head at your feet. Or you could be out in the astral plane doing warfare with the sword, we'll say, having an experience. You could be cut in half. So many things happen to you that may not be too beneficial. So let's first take you out of your body and put you back in. So coming out and in correctly. There we go. If you felt your body jerk or a sensation, that means you may have been in crooked. And let's do an entity clearing to get rid of these emotional bodies that we call ghosts that come into us. Remember, if you ask outside of yourself for help and assistance, these things come in because you're invoking those energies to you, but you never ask them to leave. So here we go. Or they can come in if you bang your toe or something, get physical pain, they'll be attracted to you. If you happen to go to a hospital, you're going to probably be like a pincushion full of these things. So here we go. Let's get these energies out. We'll work with the bottom of your feet. Again, if you feel tingles during the process, they're leaving you. And you probably will feel more tingles as your spirit comes more fully into your body, which will do that after this year. So here we go. Bottom of your feet. Okay, working up now to your ankles. Going up. Calves, knees. Okay. And up to your thighs, hips. And moving up now, solar plex area, heart center, chest. Going down your left arm. There we go. Wrist, hand, right side, right arm, elbow, wrist, fingers. You might want to wiggle your fingers a little bit to see if you're feeling a little more energy. I'll work with your neck. If you have a concern with your neck, we'll help that out too here. Here we go. And work on your head. Work on your face, your ears. Okay. There we go. Now we're going to bring more of your spirit to your body. And you might hear a siren. This is very common here in New York. About every 5 minutes, the siren goes by. So here we go. Going to bring more of you into your body. We're going to first have your spirit collect the spirit parts of you that left, little fragments. Remember that your spirit only works in the now. So in any of the now periods that you were traumatized or in pain, that little piece of you left at that moment. So I'm going to bring those back to you. You might feel energy coming around your body. You might feel a warmth. And we're calling them back, but we have to take the energy of your spirit that's around you and deprogram it, because it already has the physical conditions of what it had when it left you. So you don't want to bring in an injured spirit or traumatized spirit to you. So here we go. We're going to correct that now for you. Many of these fragments now that are with you. And I'm going to count to 10 as we bring in more of you into your body. So here we go. Your spirit could come in through your crown chakra. That's a possibility. It could come in through your heart. Could walk into you. It's whatever way it chooses to do so. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as it comes in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now, some of you have experienced having your crown chakras closed off. There's a few people that I've worked with so far. Then your spirit would naturally come in probably from the front of you into the heart center. So here we go. Bring in some more of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now let's make sure that what came into you is in properly. We'll take all of you out and put you back in again correctly. There, in and out. Okay? So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Sylvia, you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, yes, I'm here in cyberspace, and welcome, everyone. I see we have quite a nice group on the fast chat so far. So for those of you that may be listening for the first time, welcome. And a very nice way to participate in this program is to go to the Creation Lightship page on BBS Radio. You can click on any of the time slots that we're on to get to the page. And you just scroll down a ways, not too far. You'll see a beautiful light being. This is actually a drawing of a light being from the Creation Lightship that was done in real time by an artist who is also a seer, who went to the lightship for healing and drew this beautiful picture of one of the light beings there. And Ron will usually, during the hour, bring in the energy through that drawing of the light beings or various light beings from the lightship for healing and for peace and other things like that. So it's a wonderful experience to have that up on your monitor screen in front of you so you can experience the divine energies as they come through into your heart center. And we have a fast chat on BBS. You just click on BBS Fast Chat, which is right on the page above the light being, and that'll bring up a window for you, and you can type in your questions and your requests for Ron, anything you'd like to know about the lightship, about the ascension process. On Friday nights, we like to talk about different paranormal activities that people have experienced or would like to know about. And also clearings. You might like a sample of a particular clearing or to find out more about one of the clearings Ron does, such as the ones that he just did those wonderful samples of. And we'll talk about important dates coming up for special intensive clearing sessions. and just have a very beautiful hour. So, Ron, I see we do have a question or a request on the fast chat from Stephanie, and this may have been when you were doing the different clearings earlier in the show, and she was asking, how about a previous lifetime situation?
The energies that we work with are for this lifetime. Mainly, we do have past lifetimes one, and also a lot of the seven generational clearings, and we go up to, I think it's 49 generations. So what these are about is, remember, in the time of Jesus, typically seven generations back then was enough to get rid of your genetic programming. And up to now, from then to now, you know, we have a lot more information that's come to us, you know, especially in the last 100 years. So we have a lot of information that we want to get rid of, which is in judgment. But mainly, at first you want to do your first clearing, which is your whole lifetime one, which is under personal whole lifetime clearing. And then from there, you may want to go further. It just depends what you need. What I recommend doing, like I started off with initially a long time ago, is your emotional clearing first, your mental, sensory clearing, which is past life emotional clearings, and then you do the 4-in-1 for self-empowerment. And the 4-in-1 is your clearing where we connect you with your twin flame energy, your home base energy. We take away 13 planets, and we take you out of the karmic cycle, which is your soul family here, which is what you don't want to be into. Once that is done, then you're responsible for your physical body for healing. So we'll just talk about some of the clearings here. Being in New York here, we went to our famous coffee house here, which I call the Alien Coffee House, and listening to conversations, which you can do yourself. Remember, these shapeshifters and beings come in there just as regular people even. But basically, you can overhear conversations happening from one table to the next. And all of a sudden, you start realizing as you do this, as you're kind of like eavesdropping, you're hearing words from one table kind of match another table, and they kind of dovetail. So what we had today when I was there, there was a couple of gentlemen mainly doing the whole thing, and they were talking about being actors. And one of them said that what they're going to have is music in the darkness. So this might be a way that we are abducted through music. I won't say that for sure, but there's like a space in between where they give you darkness. And then he was talking about scene changes and also about how some of the actors do not like or care for the roles that they are playing. And then he also started talking about things that was very similar to that. But basically, that's kind of the gist of it. So I'm going to talk about parallel lifetimes. So some people are very curious because they know that you are taken to parallel lifetimes, but they don't know how and why and how often and how quick can that happen. Well, it can happen at a blink of an eye. This is what I call walking into the billboard. And everything around you is the same. Once they take you, abduct you, nothing is different. Everybody around you is looking the same as you. And so kind of visualize the sun ray going into a prism. And in that prism, it displays the different colored frequencies that the sunlight is having. But just change that around and seeing one motion picture as the sun light ray coming into the prism, and it can branch off into many more of these here. And what happens is you could have a clone body there or a physical body, and you don't know the difference. And what can happen is you could even be on the Creation Lightship website having healings done, and you might wonder why you don't feel energy off of the monitor screen. That's because they have brought this whole scene to a parallel lifetime in front of you. So if that's ever happened to you, what I would suggest doing, like I say, is to do the clearing, which is free. It's the Be Here Now clearing, bring your body back here to this earth and your spirit, and then do the spirit integration. And you can also pinch yourself. And so just by pinching yourself, that will bring you right back here instantly. And there was a saying in the old days, I'm trying to think what it was here, something like, you know, something good happens in your life, and you go, you know, pinch yourself to see if it's real, or am I dreaming to pinch yourself? Kind of like waking yourself up, is this really true? So you might remember that saying, but the whole thing is that by pinching yourself, you will actually become present here. So if you do feel like you have, if you do change your energy system, if you feel more conscious, that means that you were not here. So the next thing is, where were you? And I can't tell you that, but you were not here. Now you can bring back these scenes right to you, just like a movie, and you can think that you're doing these things. So you might typically be doing something out there in a parallel lifetime, and you think that it's your own life, believing that, and it is real. It will look completely real to you, regardless of what it is. You might even come back really tired, and this happens a lot in your dream state. So pinching yourself is very good, and just remember that if you have had a physical problem in one of these lifetimes, know that the energy that you brought back to your body could be harmed. You could have bruises on your body or something. So if you are in a parallel lifetime, healings will not work there because the parallel lifetimes are not of the light. So you could be in a body which is not of you, and you're maybe desperately trying to have a healing done on the website, but you're not in the light, and the light cannot find you because you're not here, even though the aliens have duplicated the website and everything else. I want to make that clear. And so some people actually wonder why sometimes they have a clearing and maybe it only lasts for, say, 2 or 3 months. Well, it's up to you to hold the spirit frequency and to be able to integrate the healing in you. And it's up to you to keep away from things and not necessarily go outside of yourself, but to hold spirit consciousness. And when you have a healing, it's kind of best not to look at your past because the healing takes place in the now. So if you start to look at the healing aspect, you may start to draw another situation to you from the past that's deeply buried in you. So you want to always try to stay current and present. And this also is the reason why we have the whole lifetime clearing, so that you can stay present with your healing. So I want to just go over some words here, which have letters in them. And one of the words which we talk about a lot is the word live. And the opposite to the word live is evil. You know, just reversing the letters here. We have another one which is lived, which naturally is devil. And then we have, you know, the favorite, which is dog, which equals God. You know, the negative of that. You know, God's got the dog is man's best friend or people's best friend, making it more, you know, better for women there. So, and then the other one is love. So we got love, and then, you know, if you saw it backwards, it's E-V-O-L, which could be evil, which is very interesting. You know, it's not spelled out the same way, but that's something to contemplate. So what people do is you will draw into your life what your spirit and your body wants to heal, and that's transmitted on your psychic billboard around you. And this is what, you know, the dark side also uses to traumatize you. So your spirit, all that it knows is that it's here to express through you with creativity and also to heal your body. And so this is why you typically have your spiritual contracts and agreements from your soul family on this planet, which is the dark side agenda, because you have the reincarnation. And so the main thing is to get out of that, to understand that you are whole and complete once you start connecting to your spirit, but get out of the mind energy. So what we're going to do is go down and do the mind to heart drop for everybody, that you should be doing yourself daily. And for most of you, it should be old hash as I start talking about this. But, you know, by all means, do it. And once your spirit connects to your awakening consciousness, it will bring it down into your body. So you don't need me for this, but this is how you do it. So just have your spirit, you have to command your spirit member. It's probably sleeping in you because you don't talk to it. You want to command your spirit to waken it up and say, hey, I need this done. So here we go. We're going to drop down, take this thought that you have in your head, drop it down to your heart. So I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards like an elevator. And after about 5 or 6 times, you're going to feel the energy in your heart, which means that your heart's centered and you cannot have a negative or positive thought because the light does not judge itself. So everything is in divine perfection. So here we go when you're in your heart center. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So when you think of thought now, it should be coming out of your chest area instead of your head. And then try to think of a negative thought or a positive thought. They don't exist because the light, like I said, does not judge any of its creations. And you're strictly in peace energy. So just stay there. And this is where you need to be throughout your life if you can hold that frequency or that energy there. At first, it might be hard to do. You may only be able to stay there for a few minutes, maybe. But as you do it more and more, you're going to be more into this energy and become more peaceful for longer. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I believe that I heard a beep a little while back. So, do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron. Hi, Sylvia.
Larry, welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, I had a few questions for Ron, please.
Okay, go ahead, Larry.
Okay. Ron, can a light being incarnate into a volcano, a tree, a rock, or a water spirit?
Yeah. A light being is a free choice to go to wherever it would like to go to, and they're a free choice to do that. The ones that we deal with on the light ship that I bring forth are the light beings that have already chosen a body, and they're here to help all sentient beings do the ascension process. So when we go to the light ship, which we'll be doing tomorrow night, which will be Saturday night live on the light ship, 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight Eastern, we'll be bringing in different types of light beings to you, and they normally will have physical form like we know here. So yes, they're free choice, and they can only pick naturally one body, because in the lights you only have one incarnation. And once that body is chosen to no longer be in existence, it's not like here where things die and decay. The light, the being out of that, the spirit, as it comes into the blueprint, it gets energized. And then when it chooses to leave, maybe it's, you know, in a light form, and maybe it's there for, we'll just say, our particular time, we'll say 10,000 years, it's a pick a number, and it said, okay, I've been here, done that, I want to now move on, then it will de-energize the blueprint, there's no decay, and the blueprint then goes back to the light ship, and then that light being now is that free choice, and it goes to its home base energy, and it now chooses where it wishes to go to next and energize another spiritual blueprint. That's the way the light works.
So the body returns back to the earth?
Larry?
The body returns back to the earth?
The body goes back to the light ship if it's on a light planet.
Because the body goes back to the light ship.
Of course, all blueprints of all creation. So that blueprint now is de-energized, and the spirit now pulls out of it, and then it's no longer... it no longer can have a life because the spirit energizes the blueprint. So it's kind of like having a cake mix. You have a cake mix, and it's a cake mix, but it's not a cake until you add maybe, say, water or milk or something to that, and then you stir it up and bake it. Well, when the spirit leaves it, it now turns back into the cake mix. We'll just say it's a blueprint, and then it's a blueprint, and the lightship has a blueprint. Will that blueprint ever be reanalyzed again? It could be. It's a possibility if the light beam take that exact blueprint.
You're saying the physical... So you're saying the physical body returns to the lightship, or where? Why would they want the
physical
body
to
the lightship?
Body, huh? That's on another planet. Yes, it would. It would. The blueprint does. The whole body does not. The blueprint returns.
Okay.
It's strictly a blueprint.
Okay.
It's strictly energy. So it's energy. It's energized by the spirit. Then it becomes physical. Then the process is reversed. And that's the choice of the spirit. It's the choice of the spirit because the body is there to go along with what the spirit wants to do.
Okay. Okay. And then I was wondering, when we do the arc field protection and we hold the light beam for several hours, you have to hit it every 20 minutes so it doesn't go out. Do we have to go to the screensaver if we want to save it over 20 minutes?
Yeah, you want to always have the light beam up on your monitor screen, so you may want to change your settings on your computer so it stays on longer. But yes, the light beam that you see in front of you on your monitor screen is the conduit for healing. So if the screen goes out, you're going to be losing the energy from the conduit to you. So you always want to have that on.
Okay. 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 And then I was wondering, I've had this pain in my waist area for a couple of weeks, and I was wondering if you could see. I don't know the reason why this pain has come a few weeks ago until now. I was wondering what the cause of it was or how it came about.
Boy, that's kind of hard to answer. I can attempt to take some of the pain energy away. So if anybody has a pain in their body,
okay,
request healing right now. Remember, your spirit has to know what your problem is, because your spirit, even if you're in pain, you're still in perfection. The light always sees you in pure divine perfection. And so when you're in perfection, it cannot help you until you squawk, okay? So you have to make some kind of, noise, we'll say, to get it healed. Because your spirit is with you, but if you're not using it to help you, then it can't help you. Your body will tend to heal automatically down the road, but if you want to have more help, you need to ask your spirit. So here we go. If you have any pain in your body, request now your spirit to help you heal, and the light chip will also be working through your spirit. This is the way these healings work. Like I said, if you're not on your body, you're not going to have a healing whatsoever, so don't expect one, because it won't happen. And your healing takes place according to how much you're in your body. So if you have only 20% of you in your body, then you probably will not get much more than a 20% healing. Remember, when you're first born, you're 100%. So remember, the entities also, if you have 80% of entities, they're living off of the spiritual energy too, and they'll start taking the energy away from you for your healing. Very important to understand. This is why we have clearings to clean out these invisible bodies in your physical body so that you're able to sustain spirit energy. So here we go. I'm going to bring in some energy. You can bring the light beam up on the monitor screen. We'll energize the light beam. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just request your healing. The light only works in the now. So what I suggest is maybe you request healing once. If you still have the pain, request it again. Do it about every 10, 15 seconds here. And this is the way the light works. It doesn't continuously work on you. It only works in the present now. And, 2 seconds from now or hours from now, it's still a different now. And the light doesn't continue on because it will never overheal you. Otherwise, it'd be going against your free will, free choice. If you only want to have half your pain released and you stop asking, then that's where it's going to stop. So here we go. I'll bring some more energy in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I'll use the word stronger to invoke more energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Larry. Hope that helps you. So we'll turn back to Sylvia here. Are you out there, Sylvia?
Okay, great. Well, thank you for that. That was wonderful. And earlier, Pete from Australia was asking on a fast chat, Ron, if you could explain about the different timelines on the alien attack page of the website on the and the clearing above the options. And
okay.
Someone else is asking, too.
Okay, so we have different timelines for the aliens. Remember, we're in a timeline here that works for us humans, and they may have their own particular timeline, and they're interfering with us in their timeline, which may be why we can't see them, okay? So it's possible if their timeline matched our timeline, then they might become visible. So they might just be slightly out of sync, out of phase with us here. So we have on there is, we added that recently, we added the information there so you can use our timeline and you can use the alien timeline on the alien attack page, and that will allow you to have actually more healings, because when I first put it up, I just only considered that they're working in our timeline. But what if they're working in their timeline? Remember, they're very sneaky. And so you can now go into that and work on their timeline where they're working from in their current now on the timeline. Remember, because all time has the now energy in it, even though it might be alien, but they still look at a clock if they have a timeline, okay? So their timeline can be different than ours, which could be why you're having problems having a healing, because you're working in our time, but you need to work in their time. Anyway. Hope that doesn't get too confusing. So another way to make it more simpler is that you may be asking for a healing on Monday, and they're actually doing something to you on Sunday, and they'll never meet because they're out of sync. So I hope that helps. Did that answer the question, you think, Sylvia?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much. Guys, if that doesn't answer the question for you enough, just go ahead and type and another question on the fast chat. We'll try to clear that up, but I think that was good explanation. So, and then Marianne was asking, how often do we need to clear the different creatures like the octopus energies, or do we need to just keep doing that?
I would still probably clear them out. I haven't had anything come to me yet to where they're not here. So we are doing the 8-hour calls again next month. I believe it's starting on the 4-hour. Saturday is, I believe, the 17th, and the 8-hour is the 18th for 3 consecutive Sundays. So that cost is $200. And if you have a spouse living with you, then they're half price. And children and actually pets and animals, at least children under 18 are free living at home. And you know, pets and animals, doesn't matter what their age are, but they love going to the light ship because they come by your telephone and everything else, so it's wonderful. So that's on the website now. Yeah, as far as these creatures, I don't know when it's going to stop. Remember, you have people going to church praying, and they come in. So until the people on this planet stop going to churches and connecting the energies outside of themselves, we have problems here. And the people that are more sensitive, you know, are going to be feeling it also, probably more than others. Remember, most people are asleep here. But once you get them out of it, you do feel better. So even though you may have been on these calls for a couple of months, you know that when you started and the way you feel now is completely different. So you normally feel lighter in your body. And the whole process is to get more spirit with you. So this program is all about getting more of your spirit into your body. And in order to do so, you have to get rid of the densities. And the densities are a lot of these alien life forms. Their waste come into us. when they have waste products coming in and they stay there, then we get like fatty tissue. We may have some kind of special problem, unexplained problem. So there's a lot of things that happen. But these calls to me are very good and almost a necessity for people. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we have a couple of requests for some clearing samples. And see, Marianne was asking for a sample of the mother-father clearing for her friend. And her friend has already had the emotional clearing, which they keep on the unlimited. So she's thinking that it must be something more regarding the parents, like maybe an abandonment issue or something along those lines.
Well, I could probably do a courting clearing, since we're dealing with parents. So we'll do a mother courting clearing. Remember, your energy can still be with you even if your mother's not living. So, on the website we have a section there which is, I think it's imprinting, mother-father imprinting, or sibling imprinting, I believe. So these are energies that your parents, are giving you, transmitting to you through energetic cordings. It'll be on the website soon, I think, I believe, okay? And so these are cordings that, remember, your parents want to live their life through you. So if you're younger and they're still living, you know how when you see them and you go visit them, they ask you how you're doing, and they may not agree with what you're doing as far as your choices. So it's kind of like a control issue. So you want to get those energies out of your life. So here we go. We'll do your mother here. So we'll work on the last 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do your father. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Remember, these energies are always with you. They live with you until they're released. And what we're going to do now is your mother-in-law. So this might be a big thing for people here. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do your father-in-law. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And we'll do your siblings. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay. Now we're going to do another clearing here. And we'll do a clearing that deals with the paranormal slightly. Remember, the Friday show normally is paranormal stuff. So we'll do a clearing for control devices that are tracking you in parallel lifetimes. Okay? So here we go, everybody. So let's take one of your lives here. I could normally say select one, but you may not know which one it is. Remember, pinch yourself so that you're here. Okay. And also you might want to, command your spirit to be here and your body to be here. So let's just say that out loud. And I'll command my body to be here, which is on this planet right now. And I'll command my spirit to be here right now. Okay. Remember, in the now is what you're looking at. And this now. So let's look at tracking devices here. We're going to release those. So we're going to take away these tracking devices that was attached to you by our friendly aliens out there in the last week. So here we go. Just kind of sit back and just see if anything leaves you. They could be anywhere on your body. So 7 days ago, I'm going to count to 10 to release them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 6 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 5 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 4 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 3 days ago was very heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well, making my vision change here. 2 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yesterday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And today, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so we'll just see how that affects everybody. Another thing about parallel lifetimes, I'll mention this. It may not make sense to a lot of people. Remember, in parallel lifetimes, you are living a lifetime where you're seeing a situation happening, okay? It's like, you know, that's what I call driving or going into the billboard. And everything around you looks real. So I'll just throw this out to you. I'm kind of going out on a limb here, but we'll just say that what if, just think of this possibility, what if the oil spill in the Gulf is transmitted to us as a parallel lifetime? And what you actually are seeing on the news is information from a parallel life and it isn't really happening. So I'm not saying that's correct, but this is how real parallel lives are, okay? So and that could be like your dream state too. So I'm just trying to make an example of you, because when you go into these parallel lifetimes, it does look completely 100% real. The only difference is that normally you don't have the spiritual energy with you, but remember, you're living in mind consciousness, and there's no spiritual energy of the light in mind consciousness, so it all looks the same. It'll look like it's in black and white, could look like it's in color or even technicolor or 3 or 4D. It will look perfect to you. So just that when you come back here, you may be completely traumatized by it. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. This is why you want to pinch yourself all the time to be here now, because that will bring your spirit back to your body here. And that's the best thing that I can advise you to do. When you go to the website, you know, do the Be Here Now clearing all the time. And also, you know, get the habit of just pinching yourself. And if you feel your body jerk or you kind of waken yourself up a little bit more, you feel like you're a little more aware, it's because you were not here. Very simple. And then do the mind to heart drop. Remember, when you're in the present moment, they out there, the aliens or whoever they are, cannot attach to you when you're in your heart center. So practice doing the mind to heart drop, and you have to command your spirit to do this. Okay? And remember, nothing comes to your head. It's normally for energies. The light never promotes itself, so you have to always go to your heart. If you choose to bring in the masters or the saints for maybe information or something, they will only come into your heart. Light only comes to light. Your heart will never allow darkness, and that's your only protection that you have on this planet, is your heart center. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we had an interesting question from Mercy about how the different energies, like different old energies, could possibly still be on the planet, like certain areas that may have like Atlantean energy or other areas that may have, you know, energy from something else that happened in days gone by, like maybe, you know, a war that was fought there or some kind of earlier civilization. So how do those energies still affect us? Do they, you know, cause us to re-experiencing those things that happened there before, the energy of it, or somehow control us in the now?
Okay. I'll change that slightly here. I was talking to people about doing healing work at the expo here. So I'm going to describe this to you. Remember, stored inside of your body, your DNA, you have probably everything that's ever happened to humanity here as far as issues. And those issues connect to body organs. So let's just say that you choose to do healings on people. So what happens is, as someone comes up to you who has a condition, and we'll just say that they have a lung condition, and maybe they have lung cancer, and maybe somehow you're pretty good at healing lung cancer because you managed to do that. So maybe you've worked on a couple hundred people and they've had great results with lung cancer. Well, what that's going to do to you in your body, since your body probably has had lung cancer from all of its genetic people, all the people living sometime in the timeline, because your body works on the timeline, you're going to have a lung condition sometime. And each time you work with somebody, you're going to be bringing forth and activating in the past that lung condition in you. And eventually that's going to surface. And so that's not good. So what you're talking about, I believe, is kind of similar. As you go to points, places, say sacred places, you are connecting yourself to the past. And since all the past is always with you, you're probably going to be visiting your ancestors. And they may have situations there that you may even relate to. And then if there needs to be a healing done on that, it might just jump into your body. All of these energies get activated because you're there in that special location. And you might get yourself ill over it. So that might, understand or have more, clarity on the situation here. And also, you could be going into parallel lifetimes in these locations. So you may have trauma there. It may bring up anger. You could have all different types of situations that are going to relate to just going someplace. Remember, if whatever you do, whatever you go to, once you're in mind energy, it's going to connect to you. And this is, then this will and can activate a pattern in you that's deeply seated, and it will come forward. Remember, your spirit's with you to help heal the body of negativity. And so you're just, bringing that forward. So if you stay in your heart center, then automatically a lot of these things that you're dealing with will probably not occur. But most people don't live there all the time. And so this is why we have a situation on the Earth planet here, is people live in mind. And when you're in mind, then you're in control energy. And when you're in control energy, then you're dealing with the transmissions of these energies coming to you. So the nice thing is, if you go to the website and you go on to, it's a free healing, which is darkness to light, you can help your body, the aliens inside of you, come to the light, because they have no other way to do this. If they approach the light ship will see it as an invasion, as an attack, and they won't be around once they make contact, because the light has to stay in 100% light. It can't have any kind of corruption to it. So I hope I answered that question here. Maybe a little lengthy, but that's kind of how it is. So you want to definitely stay in the present moment and stay in your heart. Back
okay,
to you,
so,
Sylvia.
All righty. So we have Stephanie here asking about, you were talking about parallel lives, and she says, okay, so when you call your spirit back to you, do you actually leave the parallel life then?
Yes. When you call your spirit back, it'll come back to your body here if you don't have a clone body somewhere else. So it's a little complicated, and we're at the end of the show here. If your physical body is on a cloned planet and you're here with a cloned body, your spirit cannot come here in a cloned body. You need to call your physical body back here and then call your spirit back into this physical body. Okay? So pinching yourself is a very good clue. Although if you're a cloned body, your spirit cannot come here. I'm sorry. That's another problem in itself. So that's up to you. And so you can say, well, why did that happen to me? Because eventually you got to come back here. Well, you only got taken because you're not in your body to begin with. So you want to be with your body. the dark side is going to have a very hard time taking your physical body and your spirit at the same time, okay? Now, if you're heart-centered, it'll be impossible. So this is the way it is. Your only protection is not outside of yourself. It's you. And there's no higher self or lower self or middle self. All there is you. There's one divine spark, which is your spirit. So by all means, don't try to separate source energy out into different types of hierarchy energies, because there's no such thing. It's just you. That's all that there is. And you're connected to source energy, to your spirit. That's why Jesus said, I and the Father are one. He knew that connection. And simple as that. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we are just about out of time, and so in the last minute, maybe you could make some announcements, let people know what you're doing and how to contact you and what the next upcoming clearings are that they could take part in.
Yeah, you can just go to the website, creationlightship.com. That'd be probably the easiest. And on the very top is our calendar. We just sent out emails for the present calls that we're going to be doing. We have the 8-hour calls and the 4-hour calls, so that'll be next month. We have the 1-hour conference calls Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, starting at 5:30 Pacific time, 8:30 Eastern. What I'm going to do now for everybody is energize the light beam on the screen. And we'll do that for the next hour, basically, so you can have some wonderful peace energy. Remember, the light only brings peace energy. Love energy is more emotional, so you're not going to feel love. You're going to feel peace. So I'm going to drop you down into your heart. In fact, do that yourself. Do the 10 to 1, and I'll energize the light beam. And as we sign off here, I'll say blessings to all of you. The light beam to be fully activated in the next minute. So blessings, and see you tomorrow night, which is Saturday night live on the light ship. And it's 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight Eastern. Bye, everybody. Blessings.
Good night, everyone, and blessings. Enjoy the wonderful peace energy. See you tomorrow.